Look at this. These are all different kinds of wheat grain, and that determines what kind of flour they make. Basically, there are two main kinds of wheat. Hard wheat, used to make pasta like macaroni, spaghetti, and the letters in alphabet soup. And soft wheat, used to make the flour bread is made with. It's incredible, isn't it, that such a small kernel constitutes something so great as the staff of life itself.
Yes, Grandad, very profound.
Don't laugh, it's true. Just think, inside this tiny seed, that looks like the simplest thing in the world, there are more than 8 parts. But to make things simple, we could talk about 3 of them. The bran, the endosperm, and the germ. The bran that covers the seed was sold for animal fodder. Flour is made from the endosperm, and the germ is the part that germinates, if you plant it, to make another ear of corn. To make flour, however, the germ is removed because it contains fat, and if it's left in the flour, it soon goes off. However, these days, wholemeal or whole grain flours are produced where the germ and the bran are left in, and they contain fibre that's good for your insides.
Yes, I know. But here in the book, there are many kinds of wheat. Which one is flour made from?
Well, over the years, I've learned that we can never do the good things in life on our own. We have to join forces with other people to do that. And it's exactly the same with flour. You can't make it with just one kind of wheat. You need several kinds to make a balanced flour. The kind of flour you end up with depends on how you mix them together. In the old days, in Castelló d'Ampurias, they cultivated wheats called Montjuïc, Litore, and Dimas, amongst others. The last wheats I worked with were called Alcalar and Rinconada, and they were very good. These days there are others, but apart from the variety in question, the most important thing is to harvest it at the right time, because otherwise, here in the Empordà, the north wind blows the ears of corn off.
So even flour and bread are affected by the north wind.